Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. New episodes every day during the month of Christmaz. And here's your hosts, Gaz and Taylor.
Hey, and welcome to... Oh, is it? Day 19.
19
of the Christmaz Conspiracy Calendar.
19.
Paul Hardcastle. Yeah. Well, it's day 19 to in the countdown to Christmaz, which means only six more sleeps to go till Big Saint Nick whips out his gifts.
Another big gift.
Yeah, whips out his sack and throws a couple of treats under your tree.
You feed him alcohol and biscuits.
Yeah, give him a mince pie. And don't forget to leave out a half chewed up carrot for Rudolph.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Anyway, we've got some Christmas facts for you.
We have.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know these.
I bet you didn't,
because I've been trying to keep it. So, you know, in terms of kind of factual Christmassy stuff,
that
it's not your general nonsense that you hear.
No.
Do you know, I try to keep it a bit more kind of diverse, if you like.
Yeah.
This is definitely that. In 2010, during the Christmaz season, the Colombian government decorated jungle trees with lights, Christmaz lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And banners. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So the trees lit up when any terrorists walked by, and banners came down appearing them and asking them to surrender their arms.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So it worked.
They worked. 331 terrorists
re-entered
society. And also it won an award for strategic marketing.
Oh, that's
as a campaign. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
funny. I've got a couple more facts. So what do you think about that, actually, firstly?
Yeah.
Do you think
it's good if it worked.
Yeah, no, but what was it that worked about it?
Because they were dumb.
Well, no, it wasn't the fact that they were dumb. The fact is, you've got, like, a banner coming down. Yeah, we've got Christmaz lights and, I don't know, twinkling and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be like, wow, what the fuck?
Right, give up your arms or you'll be...
Do you think they'll be, like...
Well, they surrendered straight away.
Being watched, or basically, like, they've obviously gone to this extreme to put banners and lights up and stuff. Am I surrounded right now? Do you know what I mean? Is this a ha-ha, we've got you moment?
Well, it almost
seems like that, isn't it? You've tricked him. Yeah, it's pretty funny, though.
You reminded me of one a German show did, a German comedy show that tried to do Beatles About, a British version. And what they did was they put...
How do you do another Beatles About? But if you don't know what Beatles About is, it's a prank show.
Yeah.
It's pre any Flat of these 80s. Practical jokers sort of stuff. But it was one guy called Jeremy Beadle, and he had a little hand, and he'd go out and play tricks on celebrities.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was.
Do you know what I mean? And then he'd be like, we've been beadled.
The German one, they put a bike inside a wagon and left it on the high street and waited for someone to come in and nick it. He left the back doors open.
Right.
So
it's
someone come
like
in.
A honeypot.
Exactly.
Not a honeypot, was it? What do they call them now?
Honey trap.
Honey trap. Yeah, is it a honey trap? Yeah,
well,
so
it is, but with a bike.
With a bike.
Yeah. So the guy, there's a guy jumps on the back of it. As soon as he goes on there, they shut the wagon doors and they move side railings off.
Wouldn't it only be theft if they took it off the property, though? He could argue there was no, you know, just because he went in the van
to nick.
But you could argue that he was only on. He went on the van. That was it. He'd not taken any property.
No,
off
but he
it.
Was about to.
Okay. Yeah. I suppose.
Why else would you get
just
on the back of the van?
Just having a noser.
Yeah.
There you go. Opportunist.
Yeah. But I remember also the police sending in competitions for people to win holidays and cash prizes and that. Meeters at this place, and when they walked in there, the police are there waiting for them.
Right.
And go bang, right, thank you, got you, next one.
There you go. Well, yeah. I've got another quick fact here for you. The three traditional colours of most Christmaz decorations are red, green and gold. Mm. Red symbolising the blood of Christ. Green symbolising life and rebirth, and the gold representing light, loyalty, and wealth.
What? I thought green was money.
Well, only in banking.
Yeah, well, no, because it works, I think, the same as the candles.
I think if it was a toss-up between gold and green, I'd say gold was more wealthy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But it also represents loyalty and light as well. So
yeah.
It's not all about the wealth,
yeah,
is it?
That is very true.
Loyalty is a good one. Definitely. There you go. Well, there you go. There's another episode, mini episode. And tomorrow, the 20th.
Yeah.
Obviously, only 4 more days till Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I believe we'll be recording our Christmas freestyle in
the
next couple of days as well.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be out just before Christmas, I should imagine.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, potentially.
When everyone's sat back and relaxed.
When you've got a bit of time on your hands, you can pop us on. We're only going to be messing about anyway. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Come and join us.
Listen to the shit we say.
So, that's it for another mini-sode. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out. Jackets. Potatoes.
You've been listening to an episode of Never a Straight Answer's Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. I've been your host, Gaz, and joined in the studio, my co-host, Mr. Taylor. If you've got any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com or perhaps visit the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk. From there, you can check out downloadable episodes, news, blogs, reviews, competitions, and much, much more besides. We'll be counting down the Christmas season with a new episode every day in our Christmas Conspiracy Calendar, plus a very special freestyle episode on the 21st of December where we'll be answering your Christmas questions. So, if you've not subscribed already, get over to wherever you get your podcast fix and do just that, and we'll catch you on the very next episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz, he's been Taylor, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.